Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. What if I wasn't here today? What if there was just dead air going out over the airwaves? What if I wasn't here to help? And you're wondering, okay, Al, where are you going today? Because you were like, did you drink too much last night? No, I didn't drink anything yesterday, actually. What I'm getting at is something that I think is very, very important. It's important to you. It's definitely important to me. It's a concept that you have to embrace. You're going to have to wrap your head around this concept. And I'll tell you, it's not a difficult concept to understand, but it can be a difficult concept to put into motion, to actually practice, to make a part of your life. It's something that I learned to do a long time ago. And really, to be honest with you, I've been doing this the majority of my life. And I'm even better at it now that I have the opportunity to talk to you on a daily basis. The concept that I'm talking about is the concept of helping others. In other words, taking your talents and giving back to somebody else. It is a major component of the mindset you need to develop if you're going to get out of the rat race and change your future in a good way. Now, the reason I'm going down this road, I'll be honest with you, I had this show all laid out. I was going to talk about, you know, I was really going to talk to the first-time real estate investor, and I was really looking to communicate with the younger people out there, the people that are trying to get ahead at a younger age. Because I actually have two of those types of people in my family. I have a 23-year-old son. I have a 21-year-old daughter. My son has graduated college. Right now, he's out on the East Coast training as a military officer. My daughter, she's still in college. She's pursuing a degree. And when she finishes that degree, her plan is to go on and pursue a master's degree. I am doing everything in my power to help them without running their lives for them. And I've got a bigger responsibility because my biggest role on the airwaves is to help you understand that what you're probably doing for retirement is probably just not working. But you just don't know that because you're humming along, going about your daily life, figuring, you know what, I'm living for the now. I'll deal with the future when it gets here. And what sparked me to go down this path today was an email that I received from a good friend of mine who also just happens to be a fellow member at Lifestyles Unlimited. And he was reading some different articles, and he came across one that was written about 10 years ago. And in that article, it essentially said that the 4% rule should really be the 3% rule. And some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. See, the 4% rule is a concept that you will, throughout your lifetime, keep pushing money into a savings account. And not just any savings account, a retirement savings account. One where that money is essentially invested on your behalf. You have no idea where they're investing your money. You don't know anything about the companies that that money is being invested in. And you don't have much say because you own very, very small fractional ownership in that company. But you're just going about your life doing what you think you need to do. And this article 10 years ago warned that the 4% rule really isn't working. It really needs to be a 3% rule, meaning you're going to draw down on all of that money at 3% increments and hope that you die before you run out of money. And then maybe you're hoping that Social Security will kick in because that's your safety net, right? And we all know how, you know, how well the government operates Social Security. You know, Daniel made a very important point in the email that he sent me. He said, according to the 3% rule, if you need $8,000 a month to live the lifestyle that you want to live, you're going to need $3.2 million in that retirement account. And I'm here to tell you, you probably don't have it. You're probably not even on track to get to that number. But that's the number. That's supposed to be your new target number. Are you going to get there? I don't know. But I'll tell you, there's a different way. It's called real estate investing. And you can get there pretty quick. We come back from the break. I've got a quiz for you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So as promised, I've got a quiz for you. So buckle up. I'm going to hit you with some data, some information. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to see if you can determine the year that all of these events I'm going to talk to you about right now occurred. It's that simple. Let's start with sports. The Dallas Cowboys defeated the Denver Broncos by a score of 27-10 in the Super Bowl. Later on that year, the New York Yankees beat the LA Dodgers for the World Series 4-2. You got it yet? All right, hang in there. I got more for you. I'll give you one more sports. In NCAA football, Alabama and the University of Southern California, my alma mater, by the way, tied for national championship. See, Alabama had a record of 11-1. USC had a record of 12-1. And when all the dust settled, they were co-champions that year. Oh, and by the way, Billy Sims from Oklahoma, he won the Heisman Trophy. For you guys that are not into football or baseball, I get that. Here's some of the most popular movies that occurred that year. Grease. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And my personal favorite, National Lampoon's Animal House. You getting closer now? Maybe you need some music references. So let me just hit you with some of the songs that were very popular in this year. There was a group by the name of Player, and they had a song that was a number one hit called Baby Come Back. There was another band called the Bee Gees, and they had a hit called Staying Alive. We getting closer yet? All right, hang in there. If you like movies, maybe this will get it for you. The Best Picture Award in the Academy Awards went to The Deer Hunter. Richard Dreyfuss earned the Best Actor Award, and Diane Keaton won the Best Actress Award. And in the Grammys, Billy Joel had the Record of the Year with Just the Way You Are. Now, some of you are like, dude, I have no idea. Some of you are like, I know exactly what that is. You want one more? One more last shot at it? All right, let's talk about television. Because television was alive and well in this year. Some of the biggest television shows that were out there. Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Three's Company, Mork and Mindy, and MASH. All right, some of you, you've got it by now. You absolutely have it by now. The year was 1978. And I'll tell you what, I was alive in 1978. I was. I actually was. I'm really that old. And I was in junior high school. You know, the biggest thing in my world at that time, I think I was like in eighth grade, transitioning into ninth grade. So that was junior high for me. Because where I went to school, ninth graders were lumped in with junior high schoolers. High school was 10th through 12th grade. You know, I was in the band. I played the trombone. I wasn't very good at it, but that's how I rolled. Now, I did sports. I was a swimmer. I really enjoyed swimming. I really loved the fact that I could participate in a sport where I didn't always have sweat dripping down my face. Yeah, I know. I'm kind of weird that way. And my biggest worry back then was, I don't know, what was on TV, or maybe trying to get my homework done, or I was active in the Boy Scouts. So, you know, maybe it's where we were going to go camping on a particular weekend. But let me tell you about something else that happened in 1978. Congress passed a law that was later signed by the president. So Congress passed the bill. The president signed the law. Let's get that straight. And what they did was they allowed something called the 401k to come into existence. See, prior to that, most people that were working for a living were doing three things. They were probably working for an organization that allowed them to receive a pension. See, back then there was a thing called loyalty between employers and employees, and it was rewarded with a pension. And you would get that pension when you retired from that company, and it would help you live out your golden years. Now, along that lines, you were also recommended to save money to complement that pension income. And you were focused on what Social Security would provide for you. That was kind of the way things rolled back then. But in 1978, when Congress and the president passed the law allowing the 401k, I don't think it really realized that it was going to transform the entire American pension system in less than a generation. But that's exactly what happened. And employers were really quick to figure out that these new plans were a safer bet for them than the defined contribution plans that they had been offering to their employees up until that point. Yeah. You know, in the old world, employers had to worry about saving enough to pay for their workers' retirement. But in this new world, that responsibility fell onto people like you and me. And trust me, when I was in junior high school, I had no idea that any of this stuff was going on. I mean, think about it. I was, what, 14 years old? And that stuff was like way beyond my comprehension. I mean, my biggest thing was trying to get to the age of 16 so I could get my first job, which I did. And I worked for a fast food company, frying chicken. Yeah, I was making like $3.05 an hour. I was making a minimum wage. And it gave me enough money so that I could buy a car. I bought a used beater that was problematic. But the income from that job helped me to pay for the car, and that's about all it paid for. So that's what was going on in my world. We come back from the break. I'm going to fast forward to today, and I've got some info you need to hear.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm here to tell you that I'm here to help you. I do this because I believe that there's a different path that you can go down to achieve not only retirement, but to achieve a lifestyle that you absolutely deserve to have. You don't have to be stuck working for the man or the woman and working until you can't work anymore, and then to start drawing down whatever savings you have in your retirement account and hoping that you can defer Social Security long enough so that you can get the biggest benefit from them, which would take some of the burden off the drain you're putting on that retirement account. And then hoping that you die before you run out of money or have to just live off of Social Security. I don't think any of us want to put ourselves in a financial situation in our future where we're older and our bodies are more worn down, that creates stress on us and puts us in a position where maybe we have to be reliant on other people for our livelihood. Now, let me do this. Let me take you back 10 years. And the reason I'm taking you back 10 years is because I wanted to understand what was going on 10 years ago with regards to these retirement plans that are out there. Now, let me tell you what I was doing 10 years ago. And I'll just be upfront and honest with you. In 2010, that was one of the deadliest years for United States troops engaged in the war in Afghanistan. And one of my most important responsibilities at that time, for those of you that don't know, I was in the military. I served within the United States Army. I was an officer. And my responsibility at that time was not necessarily to be over there. Trust me, I had my opportunities. Been there, done that. But in 2010, my greatest responsibility was preparing units and the soldiers within those units to go over there and prosecute that conflict and to give them everything that they needed to sustain not only their survivability, but their ability to perform their missions. Huge responsibility. And I'll tell you what, back then, I was working crazy hours. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, when 9/11 happened back in 2001, everybody who served in the military, they had their lives flipped upside down. And you had to stay focused on what your mission requirements were because people's lives were at risk if you failed to do your job correctly. And I don't care if you were in the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy, the Coast Guard. Space Force wasn't around yet. You stayed focused because that's what we do in the military. So in that sense, I was engaged with helping others and giving back because I was not going to let anybody go over there that was not prepared. Now, ironically, in 2010, Newsweek published an article. And in that article, they said that, and here I'll just quote it, retirement experts say average workers approaching retirement need about $250,000 in their 401ks to maintain their standard of living. They don't have it. The number is closer to $98,000, not much more than a third of the recommended amount. Now, in my world, I was too busy to be worrying about my retirement. And to be honest with you, I was banking on serving the minimum time necessary to earn a pension. And that really became my focus because the pension is in the rearview mirror. I didn't have to think about that. And in 2014, when I left the military and effectively retired, I found myself physically retired, but not financially retired because that pension that I was banking on only pays me one third of what I had been making when I was serving on active duty. Yeah, I had a huge financial catastrophe hit me because unbeknownst to me, I didn't realize how difficult it was going to be to get back into the workforce. I really had no idea. And ironically, this Newsweek article from 10 years ago, one of the suggestions that they made was this. They said, you know, your Social Security benefits are probably going to be about $15,000 in the year 2050. That's not a lot of money. And here's the suggestion. They said, the great hope is that you'll work longer. And then they dropped the bombshell, which is what I think exactly is what happened to me when I tried to penetrate the workforce after retiring, because I was 50 years of age. They said, age discrimination is rampant. This is 10 years ago. They go on to say this, employers know that younger workers are often more productive and always cheaper, so they may push out older workers or refuse to hire them. And once older workers are unemployed, it's particularly hard for them to find new jobs. That's exactly what I went through. And I didn't read this article until today. So I think it's ultimately important for you to understand that you do have a future. And the things that you do today will have an impact on that future. You can't just brush it off. You've got to find a different path because I'll tell you, the path that you're going down, it just isn't working. It really isn't working. Now here, I found some more information out there about, you know, what you guys are doing to save for retirement. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter what sources I go to. The data stinks. Forbes says the average 401k balance, according to a 2018 Vanguard study, okay, that's 2 years old, but the numbers are still relevant. People ages 45 to 54 have about $129,000 in savings. That's not a lot. People 55 to 64, well, they're doing a little better. They've got about $190,000. $190,000. So you think about that. Let's say you've got $190,000 and it costs you $4,000 to operate your household. You know how long that money lasts? 4 years. That's right. 4 years. And if you bank on Social Security, you might be able to extend that out a little longer. But what that indicates is that what you're doing now is ineffective and it's not working. And I'm not here trying to poke you in the chest and tell you you're messed up. I'm trying to help you. I am absolutely trying to help you. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you some solutions. So stick around. You're going to want to hear them.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dale Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So hopefully I'm firing you up today. You know, I'm kind of back in that mindset back in 2010 where I had to inspire and motivate soldiers to go into harm's way so that they could perform their jobs and fulfill their mission at peak efficiency. And I'll tell you what, I did everything I needed to do to include give all of my available time to that requirement. And I know it saved lives. I do know that for a fact. Now, this isn't about armed conflict. This is really about your personal war. You see, you're fighting a battle, a financial battle. You've been put into a position by the government to essentially fund your own retirement. Yeah, there are some things out there where you can get matching funds, and that helps. But as Daniel pointed out in the email that he sent me, if you're going to need $8,000 a month to support your household, you better have $3.2 million in reserves. Because based on all the data out there, all the information out there, that's the target. And where are you at? I mentioned in the last segment, people in their late 50s and early 60s, they've got about $190,000 saved. It's not going to last you. I did the calculation at it costs you $4,000 to operate your household. I mean, think about it. What does it cost you today to operate your household? And are you satisfied with your quality of life? I mean, maybe you want to improve it. Maybe you're just happy with it. That's okay, too. Maybe you're willing to downsize a little bit. Maybe you're getting ready to be empty nesters. So it doesn't necessarily cost you as much to operate your household. You got to be thinking about the future. You absolutely have to. I mean, we can show you, and when I say we, that's Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm a part of this organization, and I absolutely believe in the information that we make available to our members, because I'm a recipient of that. And I'll tell you what, just like what I did to prepare soldiers to go into harm's way, the team at Lifestyles Unlimited did the same thing, in essence, for me, because I was struggling. When I left the military, I was struggling financially. It took me 10 months to find employment. That did even more financial damage to me. And when I found that employment, it wasn't at the same level of pay and responsibility that I had when I was in the military. No, it was a couple grades below my pay grade. Did I do the job to the best of my ability? Yes, I did. Because that's the way I roll. But I was, what's the term? I don't even remember the term for when you have skill sets up here, but you're working down there. It doesn't matter. In 2017, I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And I went to a free workshop to hear the information they had to offer. And I'll be honest with you, I thought it was going to be a scam. Because I had gone to other organizations and listened to their spiel, and there was no substance for the money that I was going to pay them. But when I got the Lifestyles Unlimited, man, it was a completely different animal. See, the organization is designed to absolutely help its members. That's the mission. The mission is focused on the members, to help you retire in 5 years or less, to stop relying on 401ks, IRAs, pensions, or whatever you're doing for retirement, and also to show you a path forward that's going to help you get out of the rat race. Let's go back to Daniel, who sent me the email. $8,000 a month. Let's just go with his number, $8,000 a month. And let's just say that's what it takes for you to achieve retirement. In other words, you have enough passive income coming in that it covers all of your expenses of living, and you don't have to go back to work, because at that point, you actually regain control of your life. Very important part of your future, because you gave up control a long time ago when you went into the workforce. You absolutely did. They tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. They tell you when you can take your vacation. They make decisions as to whether or not you get that surgery now or later. They're in control, not you, is what it is. But I will tell you this. In the markets that we invest in, and I'm not even going to get into multifamily, I'm just going to talk about single family. In the markets that we invest in as members, we have the ability for the assets that we buy to produce on average around $400 a month in passive income. If you do the quick math, that just means you need to get to 20 homes. And you're thinking, man, 20 homes, that's a bridge too far. No, it's not. And then you're thinking, well, that's going to take crazy money. I mean, because, you know, conventional loans, they want you to put 20% down and all this other stuff. Yeah? So what? See, in your mind, you believe incorrect information. You don't understand how to correctly buy the assets, to reposition those assets in the marketplace, to make them highly attractive to people that will rent those assets from you. You don't know how to do it. We'll show you how to do it. And we do an extremely good job of doing that. We will prepare you for success. And here, let me just blow another hole in your concerns. A house that's worth $200,000. If you put 20% down on that property, I mean, if you do it the way you think you need to do it, you're going to need $40,000. And you're thinking, all right, $40,000 per house times 20 houses, Al. Wow, that I need $800,000. Yeah, if you got $800,000, you need to be a multifamily. You absolutely need to be a multifamily. But you don't need $800,000 to buy your first 20 houses if that's the path you decide to go down. Earlier this week, I presented you information about two outstanding women in our organization. One who has 5 rental properties. One who has just 1 rental property. Let me give you the numbers real quick, because we're running out of time. So when Jennifer presented her information, and she was on house number 5, and she was talking to us about the 5th house that she bought, because she bought the house correctly, she bought a house that had an after-repair value of $130,000, meaning that's what it was worth. And because she did it the way we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited, her out-of-pocket expenses, $1,635. You heard me correctly. She bought that house essentially for 1.26% down. You think you can do that? I'm sure you can. Now let's talk about Carla. Carla bought her first property. That property had an after-repair value of $200,000. Now, she did put more money into that property than Carla put into hers. She put in almost $15,000. So what was her effective down payment to do this deal? 7.43%. And we do this day in and we do it day out. I'll be the first to tell you, not everybody gets like 1.25% down like Jennifer got. But it happens. So I'm telling you, you need to check us out. You really need to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Right now is the perfect time for you to get started, to get your education, because we're moving into a season where properties need to sell and not many people are willing to buy. And you could be one of them. Less competition for you. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.